Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Finding Sunday on the CMX Network for Cleopatra Memphis Studios. Thank you for being with me this Sunday on our journey to finding your Sunday. And this time, we're going to be speaking on something that everyone ought to know or wants to know so well, and that is freedom. Do you know what it means to be free? Have you experienced true freedom in your life? And if you haven't, what does freedom look like to you? What freedom really is not being under the control of anything or anybody, physically, emotionally, mentally, financially, anything of that nature. That is a choice. Some people don't want to be free. And I understand. It's a safety in being kept. But there's nothing compared to being free. God is no more something on the side. God is who you put at the forefront and who you attach to when you fall. When there's no one there but you and him, you and God, I refer to God as a he, she, or the magnificent being, creature, universe. There's nothing like it being simply, and I want you to rethink this, because this is a fight. Freedom is a fight you have to fight for daily in your personal life, in your work life, your home, your mind, because it all starts in your mind. And me personally, I've never adhered to what others wanted of me. I've always went against the grain, whether it was something I knew I was doing or unbeknownst to me. But that is what makes me me and what makes me free to be me. Because there are so many people wishing they could be simply themselves. And that's all, just simply be themselves. And that, and only then, are you completely free. Now, let me go to a Bible scripture. Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Now, what has enslaved you? Someone, somewhere, whether it's a past relationship with a family member, a spouse, a former friend, significant other. Negative emotions and ruminating on those emotions can mentally enslave us. But through Christ, and through Christ only, you can set yourself free. If you want more for your life, set yourself free. What you perceive in your life may not be what it's truly meant to be. So you have to, again, set yourself free, because it's in your thinking. If you're lonely and you don't have any friends, you have to question how you treat yourself when no one is looking. Do you like yourself? Do you want to be yourself? If anyone has made you think otherwise, that's not being free. If anyone has tried to abuse you on your job and anything otherwise, that is not being free. So if you have to fight for it, you do that. You do just that. And I do that to simply just be me. God loves you exactly the way you are. He didn't ask you to change. God didn't ask you to be anything other than what he created you to be, and to serve him in the process. So I'm asking you all, from now on, to simply set yourself free. And you can do that on the journey of finding your Sunday.